Good morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott, coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. And this morning I'm coming to you from outside. It's like a breath of fresh air. It feels so good as spring is upon us. I mean, maybe not by the calendar, but certainly by the weather this week. And I've been intentionally spending more time outside so that I can breathe that fresh air. You got me to thinking about what are the other things in my life that are like taking a breath of fresh air. On most mornings, some mornings, on the best mornings, I should say, I read a devotion. And it can be, for me, like a breath of fresh air. Now, I didn't read it yesterday. I read it today. And maybe yesterday would have gone better if I had read it. But I didn't. And so I'm not going to beat myself up about that. I get on the treadmill and try to walk most mornings. And that can be like a breath of fresh air. I can spend some time in prayer, and that too can be like a breath of fresh air. I get to have the pleasure of being able to come and spend time at this church building every day, and even spend time in some sacred spaces, and that can be like a breath of fresh air. All of these things can bring life, bring me life, make me feel better, can it be an encouragement to me? And I wonder, what are some of the things that are an encouragement to you that maybe you don't do as often as you would like, that you can be more intentional about during Lent? Many of us either adopt a practice or choose to refrain from a practice. So this is an encouragement to you in the middle of Lent to maintain that. And or if you haven't already adopted a practice, to think about what might bring you life today, this week. Maybe it's worship, and I would invite you to join us for worship this Sunday in person or online, or find a worshiping community that's close to where you live. Maybe it's spending time in Scripture and setting aside time for that. It's like a breath of fresh air. Oh, I thought of another one. A cup of hot coffee. It gives me life. I look forward to it every morning. I'm proud to say I'm down most days, almost every day, down to one cup. I do drink more than one cup on a Sunday. The extra caffeine helps me get through the day as I'm getting more breaths of fresh air as we gather for worship. But something I look forward to. What are the things that you look forward to? Do they help your spiritual life? Do they help connect you with God and with God's people? Being in God's creation is like a breath of fresh air, both literally and spiritually for me. So I plan to, as the weather has turned nicer, spend more time breathing in the fresh air, and would encourage you to do the same, and to do the things that bring you life and draw you closer to God and to God's creation. Thanks for spending a little bit of time with me this day. I hope this video has been a breath of fresh air to you, and I look forward to seeing you next time. Take care.